USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Taps being played to honor veterans at a Memorial Day ceremony in Glendale, California. Memorial Day ceremonies taking place across the nation, including one being attended in our nation's capital by President Biden.
And we can never repay the sacrifice, but we will never stop trying. We'll never fail in our duty to remember. With their lives, they bought our freedom.
Biden saying back in 1868, Arlington National Cemetery hosted one of the first ceremonies honoring Americans who died in the armed forces. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The families of those killed in last week's Texas elementary school shooting will begin holding funerals this week. The president of the Texas Funeral Directors Association saying the first funerals will happen Tuesday. He adds he plans on helping in any way he can, including providing a hearse and driving it. Other funeral directors from around the state have also stepped up to provide assistance to the only two funeral homes in the city of Uvalde. At an EU summit in Brussels, countries still haven't reached an agreement on the specifics of a Russian oil ban. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says creating sanctions packages has never been easy.
My expectations are low that it will be solved in the next 48 hours, but I'm confident that thereafter there will be a possibility.
She says that the package is important in showing EU unity and signifying solidarity with Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The spouse of the top Democrat in the House is in hot water. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The California Highway Patrol is reporting Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested for alleged drunk driving after a two-vehicle collision in their home state of California late Saturday. The CHP says Pelosi, 82 years old, was driving a 2021 Porsche that was hit by a 2014 Jeep as Pelosi's car tried to cross a state road in Napa County. Pelosi was booked into the Napa County Detention Center on two DUI-related counts. He was released Sunday morning on $5,000 bail, according to court records.
An automaker is releasing a recall. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because the seatbelts can explode and send metal fragments throughout the vehicle, posing a safety risk to passengers. The recall includes certain Accents and Elantras from model years between 2019 and 2023, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Owners of recalled vehicles will be notified by mail beginning July 15th, and Hyundai dealerships will repair the vehicles at no charge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.